There are few attractions that I would consider to be more inherently creepy than the Haunted Mansion. It's a ride inside of the happiest place on Earth that is literally built around the theme of death, and people have really grown to love the place. I was definitely one of them as a kid, which is why when I visited Disney last year, it was the first attraction I wanted to go to. My friends and I were there for high school graduation night. You know, one of those events where the entire school basically gets to ransack the park for an evening and piss off everyone else that visits there? Well, that was us for sure. There was a group of about 20 of us that went to the Haunted Mansion at the same time. We were all too old for it, and everyone was just screwing around pretty much the entire time. I remember that pre-recorded message about playful spooks interrupting our tour played over and over because everyone just kept messing around. I have to admit, I was one of the jokesters too. I was sharing a ride car with my friend Thomas, one of my longest running buddies from school. We had pretty much been friends since freshman year, and the fact that this would probably be one of our last times hanging out ensured that we were going to be especially rambunctious. We would scream as loud as we possibly could at all the effects, especially at the part where the door jiggles from the other side. I don't know, I guess it was just because it's not that scary and we had to make fun of it. Then when we passed through the room with Madame Leota, I remember laughing because Thomas just screamed, "She loves balls!" I thought that was pretty hilarious, but I remember someone in the car behind ours getting annoyed and telling us to shut up. We weren't going to, though. We were just too hyper, and that ride wasn't doing it for us. So at that part where your vehicle descends out from the attic into the graveyard, I decided to squeeze out from my lap bar. Let's just say Thomas wasn't the thinnest neighbor to sit next to. Then I proceeded to take an obligatory selfie while pretending to fall to my death, of course. I remember looking over at Thomas and he had this sort of frightened reaction to this. I guess I surprised him by doing something so crazy. But that was when Disney drew the line, because the attraction came to a screeching halt, jostling me and nearly knocking me off. I actually think I ended up hitting my head on the side of the thing. Two of the cast members then showed up and kicked us off the ride. Somehow I guess they thought Thomas was responsible, because he was taken to some office backstage, even though I was saying it was me. I felt kind of bad about it, but what else was I going to do? I then tried buddying up with some of my other classmates, but I got bored with them pretty quickly. Before heading back home for the evening, I decided to ride Haunted Mansion one last time. There wasn't a wait, and I figured I'd actually pay attention this go-round. It really is a good ride, I just don't find it to be too scary. Especially at the end where it says the ghost will follow you home. I just thought that was lame. Anyways, I got onto the bus, which took me back to my house, and immediately went up to my room. I tried texting Thomas before the end of the night, but he never ended up responding. That was weird, because I hadn't seen him on the bus either. I guess I just figured he was on a different one, though, and I'd see him the next day at school. But that night, something very strange happened. When I was brushing my teeth, I looked in the mirror and noticed a weird, faint shadow over my shoulder. From behind the shower curtain, there was this towering figure just standing there. It was extremely thin, and from the shape of it, appeared to be bald. I ripped open the curtain and there was nothing there. Then I heard from behind me this bizarre chuckle begin to emanate from the bedroom. Upon opening the door, I saw the sheets of my bed slowly start to rise up from the mattress. Then through the window, I noticed these two entities just floating there, turned at weird angles, gazing in at me. I ran out the door into my parents' room, but they weren't there. I looked around the rest of the house, and it seemed like they had picked up and left in a hurry. I called my mom, and there was no answer. Same with my dad. Not knowing what else to do, I just ran out into the street and began heading as far away from my house as I could. I had no idea where I was going, but I didn't even care at that point. I tried walking over to Thomas's house to see if I could crash there, but the rooms were all dark, except for the lights in the kitchen were on. I stood up on a wall and looked through the window and saw his parents leaning there over the kitchen counter. Both seemed to be crying. Then my mom called me, and when I answered it, I could just hear her talking in the background, like she'd butt-dialed me or something. I guess I was kind of relieved just to know that she was okay. but I could hear someone talking to her and my dad in the background, asking them questions. I tried to get her attention, but she didn't hear me. Having a pretty decent-sized back seat, I ended up sleeping in my car that night. Let's just say it wasn't the first time I did that. I often needed distance from my parents. When I woke up the next morning, I saw that their car was still not home. I headed inside to take a shower. I was dumbfounded that they still weren't back, but I thought maybe they were at my aunt's or something. Since it was daytime, I figured it was okay to go to my room. It was less scary then, you know? Once I got up there, I started getting ready, and nothing really happened. It's funny how ghosts and all those creepy things never seem to want to come out in the daytime. That's what I thought, at least, until after my shower I went back to the bathroom to brush my teeth. Written on the steamy mirror were the words, "With us, now." This was getting too creepy. I got my backpack and ran downstairs, slamming the front door behind me. On my way to school, I called my parents again, but they still didn't answer. I was getting really freaked out at this point and thought maybe when I got to school I could ask a teacher what to do or something. I had never experienced anything like this before. The walk to school was only about 15 minutes, so I would usually do that instead of driving my car. But normally there were people joining me on the way, like Thomas and stuff. Eventually, when I got to school, I did start seeing tons of cars, though, and people I knew, which was definitely a relief. Then I saw Thomas standing with his parents in the front yard of the school, and as I approached, I noticed my parents were there, too. There was a crowd of people standing with them, and they were all in a circle, looking down at something. I ran over to them to ask what had been going on, but when I broke through the circle of people, none of them were paying attention to me. I looked down at what they were staring at, and realized it was a memorial for a student, with flowers and photos strewn across the grass. Then to my horror, I noticed that the person in the photos was me. And there was a newspaper clipping that said, I had died at the Haunted Mansion ride. I went nuts trying to get everyone's attention, but they still didn't notice me. I would throw something at them and it would just go through. I would push them and they wouldn't budge. I felt hopeless. I just sat down on the ground and started crying. That was until I felt the hands placed on my shoulders and back. I opened my eyes and the three beings I had seen in my room the night before were all standing in front of me, with these strange, disturbing smiles. They lifted me up and started guiding me somewhere. They brought me back to the Haunted Mansion, which is where I've been ever since. I was able to deliver this message to the YouTuber Mr. Freaky during a seance, which was the only way anyone would ever hear it. I felt it was important to tell someone what happened, so that in the future, people don't make the same mistakes I did. Just remember that sometimes, even at the happiest place on earth, dark things happen that you would never expect.